We sing that song this morning that Brother Paul was playing. That's not in our new hymn book in our church, and haven't sung this in a long time. It's a beautiful song. I Found a Friend, Oh Such a Friend, page 473 in your brown book. 473. All together, 473.
I found a friend, oh, such a friend. He loved me ere I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still closely twined those ties which not ever, for I am his and he is mine forever and forever. I found a friend, oh, such a friend. He bled and died to save me, and not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. Not that I have my own I call, I hold it for the giver. My heart, my strength, my life, my all are his, and his forever. I found a friend, oh, such a friend. All power to him is given to guard me on my onward course and bring me safe to heaven. Eternal glories gleam afar to serve my faint endeavor.
Maybe in a minute, Brother Paul, we could sing that song. I don't remember the title. I Have Jesus With Me All the Time. It's in the white book. Remember that one? That's how it ends. You ever get that? You can think of the end of the song, but you can't remember the beginning. Recently, I had a funeral for a member of my wife's family. As we were singing that song, the scripture that I used came to me, and of course, it's one that you all know. It's from Romans 8, a great chapter about life in the Spirit. And it ends like this. Just listen to it. It says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, even in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that encouraging? You know, I'm sure we've all had friendships that maybe have kind of fallen apart over the years. You know, you have people that come into your life and then, you know, time moves on and people move on and follow different paths and things kind of, you know, you lose track of each other. And maybe once in a while you see them and say, "Oh, we got to stay in touch." I'm sure we've all had those experiences. But we sang this morning, I was blessed as I heard Brother Paul begin to play that song, that we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, a friend that says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." I don't know, has anyone here ever had a lifetime friend? Have people here have had friends your entire life, when you were little kids, when you're older? That's a marvelous thing, isn't it? You really know each other. I know one of the ladies in our church had a birthday recently, and they were from New York originally, and I didn't even know this, but there, a lady came and spoke and had been her lifetime friend from when they were little kids. I didn't even know she existed. Didn't matter. I didn't have to know that. But it was interesting to see this woman that this lady from our church had been friends with her entire life. What a marvelous thing that is to have friends that are like that, that you know you can depend on. You get to know each other so well, don't you? You know each other's strong points. You know each other's bad points. You know your little odd ways, and you know theirs, and you still put up with it anyway, as it is. But you know, here's our friend, that friend that we can depend on, that we love, that loves us, that gave himself for us, that is always with us, that sticks up for us, that has your back. You know, you have friends like that too? You know, friends that got your back? You know what that means, don't you? It means when they're around, don't anybody mess with you. You know, it's funny. Can I tell you a cute story about my mom? She comes from a group, a family of eight. Many of you knew her. She had one brother that she was particularly tight with. His name was Henry. But the interesting thing was she and he fought like cats and dogs. I mean, I'm not getting into too many details, but, you know, old Sister Grace, can you see her? But you know what? Don't anybody else mess with her, Henry. And I'll never forget her telling us a story. She used to tell us some of this stuff in her weaker moments. You know those things you don't want your kids to know about you? Those same things you tell them not to do, right? That you could give them stories and stories and stories. But one day she told us she was home and she was sweeping. She had that broom in her hand. You know, my grandma was a real taskmaster, had her sweeping the floor. All of a sudden, my Uncle Henry, came running into the house, and he was crying. And the bully from down the street, whose name was Bubby Worley. That was his name. Well, anyway, he came in. Uncle Henry was crying. Bubby Worley had chased him down the street, was going to beat him up.
He picked the wrong day, Bubby Worley. Because not only was my mother going to stick up for her brother, but she had a weapon. And she went running out of the house with that broom and chased Bubby Worley all the way down the street with that broom. And I'm sure some of you who know my mom and her zealousness can just imagine what that must have been like. Well, I don't know if the Lord exactly chases our enemies down the street with a broom, but he is our friend. And who can separate us from the love of God? Who can interpose themselves between that, between him and us? No one. No one. You know the only one who can break that? Can break that fellowship is us. Is us. You know, sometimes in our lives, by our actions, by our thoughts, we maybe don't say it out loud, but we say, you know what, Lord, leave me alone for a while. I want to do my own thing for a little bit. We heard some of our dear folks, I guess it was Monday night, who have been following the Lord for a long time. I was not surprised, certainly, because, you know, I've been on the way a long time, too, you know, for my age, which is getting up there, too. But, you know, so many mention the fact that, you know, there have been times in my life where, you know, I've strayed a little bit or maybe haven't walked with the Lord as I should. You know, we have that in us. We have that choice that we can kind of tell the Lord, you know, Lord, leave me alone for a while. But aren't you glad that he never says that to us? Aren't you glad that he doesn't say to you, you know what? I'm not in the mood today. My mom also used to tell us of some, a neighbor that they used to have, and they would walk down the street when they were little kids. She used to tell us all these stories of living in Elizabethport, and they would walk down the street, you know, a group of little kids, how they can be. And be, hi, how you doing? And sometimes this neighbor woman would look at them and say, leave me alone. I'm not in the mood. Aren't you glad the Lord never says that to us? I tell you what, dealing with us sometimes, we could understand him maybe not being in the mood, huh? But thank God for his grace, for his love. He has called us his friends. It's such an amazing scripture when Jesus is talking to his disciples and says, you know what? I don't call you servants. I'm not going to call myself your master. I'm going to call you my friends. How about this morning we hear that? He says to us, you're my friend. I'm your friend. Abraham was called what? The friend of God. What was it about Abraham that made him the friend of God? Was he just a better guy? Was he just a nicer fella than the rest of us? And so God said, you know, I think I like him the best. No. The fact was that Abraham wanted to be God's friend. Abraham wanted to worship God. He trusted God. His faith was in God. That's why he's called the father of faith or the father of the faithful. And because of that, God just drew him to himself and embraced him, embraced this man. And so today, I went into the middle dining room there. They had a little two, I don't know if when that went up. I don't know if you put that up because of our talk yesterday morning. But it said, to whom do you belong? Well, I don't know if this is perhaps a statement to put up on the wall, but who's your friend? Who's your friend? Is he your friend? Are you his friend? It's a marvelous friendship. It's one that we never want to break. We never want to displease him. We always want to live pleasing in his sight. We want to be pure and holy in his sight. We want to obey his commands. He says, this is how I'll know that you love me. This is how I know that you're my friend. If you do those things that I command you to do. And so let's do that this morning. As I said, I was just blessed by that song. This is not the sermon for the day, but I love that thought that we are his friends. He is our friend. And he wants us to have friendship and companionship with him all the time. What's the number of that song?
20.
Number 20 in your white books. Let's sing that together. Number 20. Companionship with Jesus.
Oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh joy supremely sweet. Companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete. In union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Oh, why?
life. Would you sing that second verse for us? Ready?
I'm walking close to Jesus, I'm so close that I can hear the softest whispers of His love in fellowship so dear, and feel His great almighty hand protects me in this hostile land.
All together on the chorus.
Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I'm Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I'm Jesus with me all the time.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you like having Jesus as a friend? You know, I like to try to ask you a question and get you involved. Why do you like having Jesus as your friend? What is it about Him that you enjoy? What is it about a person that makes you want them to be your friend?
He accepts you the way you are.
Yeah, isn't that marvelous? I think of those who came to Jesus, the sinners, the publicans, the harlots. He accepted them. And then He changed them. You don't have to change first. He said, come to me. I'll take care of it. That's marvelous. We love friends like that, don't we? Who else?
He listens.
He listens. You ever have a friend you tried to get a word in edgewise? Because it's the only way you were going to get it in. Because what were you going to say?
His love.
His love, yeah. His love for us, huh? Enough said, huh? Think about it. Let's sing the next verse, shall we? Third verse.
I'm leaning on His loving breast along life's weary way. My path illumined by His smile grows brighter day.
Someone else want to share? Why do you like having Jesus as your friend?
My greatest encourager.
And we like friends who build us up. You know, there are some people that when you're in their presence, you just feel better. And do you know people like that? We have a fellow in our church. His name is Salvatore Carapano. Comes from Newark. But you know, he just has such a bubbly personality. He loves the Lord with his whole heart. And I know, even in our church, when somebody mentions his name, like, oh yeah, Brother Sal. You know, he's like, how you doing? One of those kind of guys. You know, you like them, don't you, Brother John, right? You just feel better when you've been with them. And then, there's the other end of the spectrum. There's those, I don't know, my dad would probably call them a sad sack. You know, like, was that Eeyore? That little, you know. Eeyore, you know, the sun may be shining now, but when it's time for the beach, I'm sure there'll be a storm. Right? And when you're with them, you just feel the life sucked out of you. When you look at that phone, you see the name, you know, praise the Lord for caller ID, huh? I don't screen my call, I just selectively answer. Right? Because you know what it's going to be like. Well, our Lord isn't like that, is He? When we come into His presence, you know. It's so funny, can I just tell you real quick? You know, last night, all of a sudden, before the meal, I started to feel a little tired. I'm like, wait a minute, this ain't good. We're just getting started. But you know, by the time the meeting was over, right? Hop, you were already in bed. Uncle John's still working. And up before you, I might add. You know, but no, I felt refreshed. Have you ever had that? Where you come into the presence of the Lord and you feel refreshed, you feel strengthened. May the Lord do that for all of us today. And you know, as you keep your friend with you, he does that. He encourages you. He builds you up. He strengthens you. I pray certainly for our brother Paul. The Lord will continue to do that for him and others who need touches in their bodies. That's a great thing. What a great friend to have, huh? Who just builds us up and adds to us. It's marvelous. Anyone else?
He'll never let us down.
Friends may let us down, huh? You know, they don't always mean it. No, you know, it just happens. Right? This friend never lets us down. Let's sing one more verse about him, shall we? Let's go. I know his sheltering wings of love are always over me spread. I know his sheltering wings of love are always on me spread. And though the storms may fiercely rage, all calm and free from dread, my peaceful spirit ever sings, I'll trust the covert. How about right now, if each one of us just take a moment, thank Jesus for his friendship. I know we worship him. He is our Lord. He's great. He's above. He's high. He's powerful. But he's chosen to be your friend. Have you ever just thanked him for being your friend? Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for all of these things that we've heard this morning. Just thank him. You thank him. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Lord. Jesus. We thank you.